I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Jai? This is your dude, Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Sunday night, but I was at church. It was my grandfather's yearly memorial service, and I went there and had a really good time, got back late, and I was tired when I got home, so, you know, please forgive me for not, you know, doing the show Sunday night, but I'm here tonight. That's all that matters. So, tonight is going to be an interesting show. We're supposed to have G2 Music out of the Bay Area. And he hit me up on Twitter. And he's a white guy out of the Bay Area. And he has this song called For Sholi. He has some other ones, but the For Sholi, like, kind of caught me off guard. And you guys understand when y'all hear it. So, you know, it's going to be quite interesting. Tonight's topic, let me go back to my BlackBerry. Because I forgot what the hell I said. Let's see. Topic tonight is, are men total fuck-ups? And, you know, I got that from a situation when a friend of mine told me that it's a man's job to fuck up and it's a woman's job. Basically, you know, and we're supposed to clean up their mess. I totally disagree with that bullshit. Whoever invented that is a damn lie. So Yes, that came from, like I said, a friend of mine, so I don't pay him no attention. He just retarded. I don't know if it's a New York thing, but he don't got no damn sense. So, you know, if you listen to Ant, that's dedicated to you because you just retarded. So, you guys know, today was the last day for the submission of my March Madness mixtape. So, if you didn't catch this one, I'm too fucking bad. I think I'm going to go all out with this one. You know, I have a sponsor, Everglow, V2 Vodka. Shouts out to Carolina One. And I'm also going to do a party for the mixtape. Now, the mixtape will be put on my regular sites, which is ThatPish, MixConnect, Retweetia, my site. And I think Tweet My Mixtape, I'm not sure. But what I decided to do this go-round was put it on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. That's right. I am paying for it to be on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. They're going to email it. They're going to do an email blast, tweet it, put it on their fan page, and do what it do. I like to thank Rikers for introducing me to Little Fat. We've been in close contact. So I'm very excited about this. And then I'm also going to have a mixtape listening party on April the 5th at Club 117 Sofa Bar. At 117 Green Street, Greensboro, North Carolina. You guys are invited to come out and share this big moment with me. Have some artists from North Carolina, have some artists from Detroit, and have artists from all over. I even have a Jamaican cut, a reggae cut on here. Can't Style Me Up. Nice. I tried to keep it like a fast tempo. I rejected a lot of people's music because it wasn't a fit for what I was trying to do on this project. So, you know, I don't want people to think, like, I'm never going to fuck with you. Oh, excuse me, I'm sleepy. That's not the case. It's just that for my mixtapes, I'm going for certain sounds, and I need that to be, you know, perfect. So, you know, when people listen to my mixtapes, I keep the same theme that they're looking for. So, you know, just keep in mind, the next mixtape coming out is going to be a R&B mixtape. So, you know, it's going to be Sexual Seduction. Even though I try to brand my mixtapes with Chocolate Love Volume 1, Volume 2, I might as well just leave it Volume 3. So, you know, Ride the Chocolate Wave Volume 1, because of the March Madness and the basketball and everything like that, Music Madness, March Madness, everything is madness in March. So I thought that was an appropriate title. So I'm going to be like Dig Vitale, baby, on the mixtape. Wait till you hear my drops. It's going to be fucking bananas. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music and, you know, set the tempo for the show and everything like that. Some of these cuts that you're going to hear are going to be on the mixtape, and it's just music that I like to hear anyway. So let's see. I think the first one that I'm going to start with is Never Give Up. So here we go. This is by Muccini.
Sometimes you can come up with a plan and sit back and wait for a door to open, or you can take a few steps back, get your momentum up, and bust straight through. Yeah. Give it to him, Chris. Let's go.
Everybody trying to get on my flight.
I gotta get it, 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 get it
Wade and LeBron and beam up to beat me. Otherwise, they ain't getting nothing to hear but butterflies around mine on cloud nine. You see while I touch the sky and start picking up twice the momentum. I'm the type to go get them and wipe the floor with them. Numero uno, I might just be them. Cause if y'all know anybody that's going harder than your boy, I like to feel it. Looks can be quite deceiving, like a storm coming on a quiet evening. I've arrived and I ain't leaving till I'm gone. So they lock the hinges on my casket. It's too stringent for the masses. Burn lenses in your glasses with the way I shine like a divine light was placed inside me. The battle dark when the time's right. I stay prayed up and keep grinding for the folk that never lie. I close their door when they gave up. Like
I swear, I don't know what it be about my fucking Skype, but I'm going to have to start this shit all over. Damn it. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stop being lazy and just upload the music. That's what I'm going to do. So, I'm going to upload music. Normally, I don't because there's always some shit that be happening. And then I'm just going to call in from my phone because this thing gives me too many fucking problems. Too many problems. And I don't want people to think I'm hanging up on my show when that's the fact. Man. I tell you. You know, when I be having a good show, it's like, this shit happens. I can't blame anybody, Michael. This blog talk, I go through this shit so fucking much I should know by now. I think they be trying to sabotage me. That's what I be thinking. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm just saying. I could be. But, you know, hey, it's all good. I'm going to go ahead and get this damn the show. I'm going to go ahead and upload these two little songs. And then if they work out well, and I don't have any more problems, then, you know, so be it. But this is some bullshit for real, for real, for real. I'm telling you. Woo! Okay, what we're going to do is go ahead and upload these damn songs, and then I'm going to play them all over again. So, I'm using my band. It should take a long time. So, just bear with me and get this shit on track. So I'm playing some music from my mixtape, and it's dropping tonight. And I had to go through and listen to a lot of music, some good, some bad. And I pick a lot of what I think is good music. So, you know, I have a guest tonight. He's supposed to call in. And, you know, hopefully I won't have any more technical difficulties or anything like that. So, can you guys hear me? I'm back. This should be like, oof, I tell you. I'm almost done, and I can get to playing and everything like that, and it should be showing up in my playlist and stuff like that. So, So, like I said, mixtape is gonna drop this month. Everything should be to the DJ by this weekend. And for those of you that's been wondering when I'm gonna do more promo videos, I will be doing videos this weekend. Can't wait to in the fucking studio. Shit is going to be crazy. Shit is going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. So, those songs have uploaded. So, basically, what I think I'm going to do is just call in from my radio. I mean, call in from my phone. So, I just need you guys to be patient because you're going to hear some space. And that's only because I'm disconnecting from one phone from my Skype, and then I'm calling in on my iPhone. This shit should work. It's the iPhone. I don't have any problems out of that. Like my BlackBerry, CrackBerry, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so I'm going to hang up on Skype and call in on my regular phone line, so you guys just hold on, okay?
Okay, I'm back. So, sorry about that. Just be patient with me. I told y'all I'd be back. I'm on my phone now. So, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play the song. It's called Squares, and it has, like, a very nice beat to it. But where the hell is it? It's not showing in my playlist. I don't know if it hasn't finished processing yet or anything like that. Normally, I'm not this unorganized. It's just this damn Skype. I don't know what the fuck it is about my signal, or maybe it's just, you know, Blog Talk trying to block me. So here we go with Squares by Streets. I love this beat. This beat is so fucking funky. Like, ow. So here we go.
Let's talk about money, cause we got a lot. Let's talk about money, cause we got a lot. We front ass niggas, you ain't got a lot. The whole team sweat, we move blocks.
Let's talk about money, cause I got a lot. that bail me, I'm on some rocks. My traffic got no brakes, so it never stops. My money never folds, we keep it in blocks. Like with that front never stop. That's why you mad at the bottom and we at the top. You ever brought the peak, that'll get you shot. I laid out in the morgue, fit it to a box. You ain't gotta like me, that's a big shot. That work coming in, bring it to the shop. All my niggas flex and nobody got. We keep that tool close attached like a body part. You niggas, you look hungry, you better rob. I keep tossed in that water and swimming sharp. You niggas, you look hungry, you better rob. I get tossed in that water and swim with sharks.
Let's talk about money, cause we got a lot. Let's talk about money, cause we got a lot. Trust ass niggas, you ain't got a lot. The whole team sweat, we move blocks.
That was Squares. That's another song that's going to be on the mixtape. I love that song. That beat is just so fucking funky. Oh, it's doing, that beat is just like nice. So let me see. Let's see, do I want to slow it down a little bit? Do I want to take you back in time a little bit? Oh, guys, what in the hell do I want to do? You know what? I'm going to play Fly Nate featuring Pusha T, Ace Hood, and French Montana. And I want to say it's called Untouchables. I think I got everybody in there, but I know Fly Nate and put in a fucking French Montana is in here. So this is a nice cut, too.
You know what, baby?
Hey!
We like the modern day Bonnie and Clyde, baby.
Girl, you're official. You belong with
and that's real.
A girl like me, I'm sure. What's the hesitation? Hey! All I need is one word. Hey! Me, you can't
come kick it, baby.
Like
imported from Malaysia, red bottom chunky, whole shoe spike. My girl got a girlfriend, but she ain't need dyke. Introduced her to the life, so beyond nice. 40 stories later, I'm penetrating the pipe. Bottles on cold ice, take it there, I just might. Dreams no longer dreams, the things are in your sight. Put your past to the side, passports when we fly. Brand new Bonnie and Clyde, untouchable with the bond. Yeah, baby, I can take it there.
Take it there.
Keep it shining like a chandelier.
Chandelier.
I'm talking sweaters all cashmere. Can't give you the world, but shawty, it be damn near. I got your heart, so tell them stand clear. I got a spot by my side, you can stand here.
You official, you belong with a girl like me, I'm sure. What's the hesitation? All I need is one word. For me, you can't go wrong. Think of baby, I'm just your boy.
Untouchable, good girl gone bad, who corrupted you? Used to be a college girl eating Lunchables. Now you're Phillip Lim, sweats fitting comfortable. Arch your back, let me get them from up under you. Car notes, let me get them for a month or two. Block calls, you ain't even gotta wonder who. I downsize, see it's only about one or two. I'm just kidding, hoes know I'm driven. Dirty birds flying out the coop like a pigeon. Yeah, see they mission's impossible. My trick game since the 90s been phenomenal. Drop dollars on it, pop bottles on it. Poochie silks got you feeling like a goddess, don't it? Yeah, this lifestyle's no fairy tale. A roller deck, the ex-holes know it very well. Yeah.
What's the hesitation? All I need is one word. Me, you can't go wrong. Think of baby, I'm just your boy. I just want.
sipping Patron, where you find me? Back of the ghost, me and my bumping shot. Counting money fast, shorty popped a half. Untouchable for good, and now I put it all on her throat. She from my neck of the wood, and all I think I love her. I know she called me dad, but gotta thank her mother and I let her kiss the dice and I play the game. You know the G5's rolling paper plane. I need a lever eye, untouchable like Kevin Costner. Smoking for the red lobster.
You official, you alone with a guy like me, I'm sure. What's the hesitation?
Untouchables, Ace Hood, Pusha T, French Montana, and Fly Guy Nate. No, Fly Nate. Fly Guy Nate, he can sing his ass off. Here's a word from one of my sponsors.
Why look like everybody else? So you call yourself a sneakerhead, right? Well, this right here is something you definitely have to have in your collection. ATK Clothing presents customized sneaker apparel for your official footwear. This is the Addiction to Kicks t-shirt line, which offers you the best in customized short sleeve tees, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts to match any sneakers, and much more. Visit us on our official website to place your order today at www.atktees.com. That's ATKTEES.com. Like us on Facebook tonight. Facebook.com/ATKTEES. Also, hit us on Twitter at ATKTEES. You are not an official sneakerhead if you do not have these tees to match your footwear. DJ Butterbee, talk to him.
Hey, it's your man right here, man, DJ Butterbee. You know what? I'm addicted to kicks, man. Get at my peoples, man. Hey, yo, I look like everybody else. I'm gone.
ATKT.
Was a word from my sponsor, ATK Tees. Now, make sure you pay attention to the videos that I'm about to put out over the weekend. I have some exclusive t-shirts made to match my Air Maxes and my Forces. I will be having them on in my videos this weekend when I'm cutting the fuck up, doing drops, and being in the studio, just having a great time. And I think our special guest is on the line. I am going to bring in, that last number is 6081. Hello, you're live with Chalk Mommy.
What's going on? This is G2 from Oakland, California. What's up?
Hi, Mr. G2. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I can't complain because I'm on the air with you.
You have all the right things to say. I am like, oh my God. Becky,
I don't know. Just sometimes, like, sometimes people, like, amazing people inspire me, you know? So it just kind of has a spiritual way of working that way.
Oh. So for all of my listeners, tell them who you are.
What's going on, everybody? I'm G2 from Oakland, California, and I do rap music out here with a couple different people on my team. We do mostly music that's a little bit more like kind of positive leaning. Also, it's the stuff that's not about going to the club and dancing, ups and downs of relationships. Basically, I kind of write music about whatever is either going majorly well in my life at the time or not so well. And I think some of you guys out there may be able to go, yeah, I remember that, or it's going on right now. Yep.
Because I was reading some information that you sent me, and you basically, it said something about you started writing because you had you was going through a breakup.
Yeah, a major one. Like, it's kind of a long story. I'll shorten it up for the sake of the audience not being held hostage. But, like, it was really kind of the first time that I was in a relationship and I didn't have a backup plan. You know, it was supposed to work out, kids, little White House, the picket fence, the whole nine. And it didn't work out, and I was all kind of mixed up and upset, blah, blah. And So I started writing just kind of out of left field. I had no plan to be a rapper or anything like that. Like, I grew up in Oakland, and I was like the lone representative of Team White that wasn't driving around in a police car or teaching in the classroom. And so there was no way I was going to put myself out there like that, because it would be kind of like all eyes on me in the Tupac sense of the word, you know? And so without meaning to, I just kind of started, like, writing. I think just the process that was happening with Control. And what I wrote just turned into this song that was, like, I intended it to be this really, like, angry, kind of mad at the world, life's unfair, I'm done with women, that kind of song. But it ended up being this very, like, hopeful song about how a lot of the times you have to go through pain in order to get out of it and to have a better life. And like halfway through the song, I realized that if I didn't have that major breakup, then I wouldn't have figured out that I could actually do music. And that actually, in a manner of speaking, it's like the song itself inspired the name. You know, it's like if I hadn't had that experience, I wouldn't have learned that I could do music. And so the song's called Sunshine Out the Rain. And the rain was like the breakup, and the sunshine was that I came out of it, and I was like, oh my God, I'm a rapper. Like, I called friends of mine, and I told them, they're like, get out of here. What are you talking about? You? Really? The world's got one Eminem. You sure it's going to be number two? I was like, I think so. So, yeah.
But it's crazy, because it's like, when you sent me the links to your music, I'm just like, okay, because you hit me up because you retweeted something that I did for Emmanuel Deanda, and then you listened to it, and then you sent me a tweet. And then I was like, you know, send me your music and everything. So I listened to it, and then I was going through some of the stuff because you sent me like three links. One of the links was an acting right for me. And then normally when I do my radio show, I do it through Skype. So I really don't have to upload my music. I can play it through YouTube, or I can just play it through my media player. But Skype has been giving me a problem lately, and I only have, like, one song uploaded, and that's the For Showly, because it's going to be on the mixtape. Now, if you're near your computer and you can, like, send me the MP3 versions, I can upload them real quick and play those also. Because I was just, like, right before you called in, I was on Skype, and then it kicked me off, and I'm like, okay, here we go with this bullshit again. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to call in. And I'm so mad because I have that one song. And we listened to the other song that was the second one that you sent me. I got to figure out what it is because I'm like, I have my Gmail opened up in front of me. And I'm like, where the hell did it go? Because when I heard Michelle, I started laughing because it kind of threw me off. And I was just like, holy crap. Like, you know. I don't want to sound like a racist or nothing like that. I'm like, oh, my God, this white boy is, like, tripping me out. So then I look at the video, and then I see you, and is it Bay Love? Is that his name?
Yeah, that's my singer, yeah.
Okay, so I see the singer, and I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm like, yo, this is gonna go on my mixtape because I like diversity. So then I go downstairs, and I'm telling my daughter, I'm like, yo, you got to listen to this song. And the first thing her ass want to say is, Ma, me and your music taste is different. And I'm like, I know that, but I don't want you to listen like you're listening to me to critique it. I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to show you the video. So she started listening to it. Then I turn it around, and she sees the video, and she's just like, what the fuck? I'm like, exactly. She was like, no. Like, yeah. So then, after we listened to For Showly, we went and we listened to Give It Up. And I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah, she
yeah,
was liking that one, too.
Yeah, that was, that's the third one that I did. And it was really, I think, like the first song that I did that I was really, really comfortable. And I got over the whole, like, not fitting kind of the stereotype. You know what I mean? Like, because the way that I dress, and like, I don't know, like, I look kind of like the average guy that you'd see working downtown, blah, blah, blah. You know, with a briefcase and suit and tie and yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really, like, the first song that I did where I think I felt, like, more comfortable just kind of letting it go, even if it wasn't familiar, you know? Like, I just kind of dropped the track, and I was like, I got to hit the clubs up and get tossed up. And it just, it kind of worked. You know? It was like, and like, I didn't, like, I got over it. I was just like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go with this. It feels good. You know, I'm going to do it. And if people like it, cool. And, you know, it's kind of like going after somebody special. Like, the only way to find out is to find out, or to spend the rest of your life wondering what would have happened. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do this. Yep.
See, that was, like, so awesome because I'm just like, yes, this is perfect. This is just perfect. And then we just kept laughing, and I was just like, you know what, this is just too damn funny. So then she was just like, and I was like, they're going to be on the show Tuesday. And she was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And she was just like, he just does, like, when you look at the video and then you look at you, like, you don't look like a rapper. You look like one of those people that will be, like, into the books, that will be kind of nerdy. But in the bed, you look like you would be a super freak. Like, I'm just sorry. You just got that look in your eye that's be like, girl, don't try me. I may look like him, but I'm not him. And then it's like when you listen to the raps and then you see you in the video, you just like, oh, my gosh. And it's, I'm happy because it's like you're doing your thing. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that it took a breakup for you to go through your transition. But everything happens for a reason. Because do you think that if you and her wouldn't have broke up, you wouldn't have picked up the pen and the pad and started rhyming? Like, do you think, how do you think your career would be?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, sometimes you got to kind of spend money to get your change back.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes you gotta spend money. I'm gonna have to quote that on YouTube, not YouTube, but on Instagram. I'm gonna write that down, and then I'm gonna put your name on there. Hold on. Sometimes.
Wow, I'm getting quoted by the cutest girl east to west coast too. Seriously, on the air as well. Yep.
You gotta spend money to get change, right? To get change back?
Yep.
Oh, wow. See?
Wow, I'm getting quoted by Team Amazing Radio Personality. Pretty amazing.
Seriously. Hell yeah. So what is your Instagram name?
Actually, I don't have Instagram, but my my Twitter and my Facebook is G2MUZIK.
Yeah, me and then, one of my friends was talking about you on Twitter. Oh, my gosh. Why don't you have Instagram?
I know, seriously. I'm, like, behind the times. I need to. Like, I'm probably, like, the last person on planet Earth that's not 80 that doesn't have one.
I don't get to ask you what kind of phone you got.
I know, right? It actually, it's one of those, like, big old school ones with the massive antenna, you know? I'm kidding. I don't actually have one of those. But
I don't know. You don't have YouTube and you are an artist and you're not ugly. You have, like, very nice pictures because the one that you have with for the Fasholi and the one that you have on your Twitter is, like, really, really nice. And I'm just like, like, wow. Ladies, you really got to go check him out at G2 Music, M-U-Z-I-K. He is, like, really cute. So for the females that are wondering if you're single or not, what is the answer to that?
It kind of depends if you're single or not and if you're available on Friday, because if you are, then I'm probably going to be leaning towards the direction of, like, plotting to get off the market, even though I am officially on right now. So it kind of depends. I don't know. What would you say if I asked you live on the air on your show? Are you single or are you not single?
Oh, I'm dead ass single, like super single.
Good.
Super single.
Okay, good.
I'm so single, it's a shame.
So to the listening audience, I guess the answer is we'll kind of have to wait and see. I'm going to keep hitting on your radio personality a little bit further. And no promises. My fingers are crossed. I hope all of you that are listening also have your fingers crossed for me, because it would make me quite the happy man to take an amazing woman out for a date come Friday night. I don't know if you're anywhere near Oakland, California, but there's this amazing place out by the water. Boats going by, moonlight shines on the water, best service in town. It's called Scott's Seafood. I got a table for you, just so you know.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. See, I could go for that. I hate that I am not that close to you, because if I was, oh, God, your life may never be the same.
Oh, no, I'm serious. I definitely am. If you were out my way, I'd be like, so where am I picking up?
Oh, my God. See, while we're talking, I'm trying to convert, what the fuck? I'm trying to convert one of, the Give It To Me, I'm trying to convert it to an MP3 so I can upload it and see what happens. Because normally it works, and I have no problem. So now it's saying it's checking the link, because I don't want For Shelby to be the first song that I play. I don't want that to be the first song that I play. I want it to be something else. And I'm getting upset because I can't get what the hell I want. And normally I do get what I want. Okay, so it says it's downloading the file. Okay, we're getting there. So then I got to download it. Then I got to upload it. So it's like going down and then getting you back up again.
Seriously, the stress of the technology. You know what I've heard helps? And, like, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm in a doctoral program. I do a lot of research, and I think research supports the back rubs and romantic dinners are actually kind of helpful with technology-related stress. So, yeah, that Friday night thing, like, might be helpful, just so you know.
Oh, damn. See, you make me want to find a genie to blink me to San Francisco, because I'm all the way in North Carolina, and that is pissing me off, because I think that would be, like, so awesome to go, like, out on a date with an artist, and then I could have written a blog about it, and then I could have told them how at the end of the night we went on a nice walk on the beach, and you gave me a massage, and I kept my hands to myself.
We should put this to a poll. Listening audience, you guys should, if we should do it, if I should send out a plane ticket and we should write about it on the blog and all that, call in and let them know. Let them know that G2 should take out your most amazing radio perspective. Let's do it on a poll. Serious. I'll tell you what, if we get 100 people that call in that say go for it, how about I fly you out?
Oh, gosh. Now, see, the bad side about it is people would say yes because, you know, I'm an adult entertainer too, right?
Oh, are you? Right on. That's cool.
Seriously? And they would want you to testify to see if my head game is really a felony.
Serious listeners, call in. Let her know. Let her know to go on a date with me. Don't worry, I'm not a creep or nothing either. I'm nice on the phone. I'm nice in person. So where with a witness?
Oh, God. Now, here comes Jazzy. Yep. She has something to say. She's in California as well, but I think she's more in the middle. Like, okay, you're northern. San Diego is southern. And I think he's, like, in the L.A. area or something like that. Jazzy, where the hell are you at?
I'm in San Diego.
Did I give you permission to go there?
Well, I mean, you know, L.A. is not that far from San Diego.
No, it's not that far.
No.
Nope.
So I actually live in the middle, so I commute to San Diego for work, and then I play in L.A.
Well, he wants me to come play with him in the Bay Area.
Can you give him a warning?
Can you tell him that's really not what he wants? And he needs to really think about what he's saying, because I'm like one of them. You know how Plies always say in his song, he'll fuck up your whole life. I'm like one of those chicks that will fuck up your life, though, in a good way.
I don't know. Could be right. I'm, like, excited. So I probably hit the one button, like, 10 times. I was sending you a text message and everything, like, you better answer this damn phone. So I think that could be good. Like, he sounds so nice. So I was like, oh, snap. Like, that could be a good thing. That could be a good thing.
But
he might change your life.
He's really cute. And
I'm saying he could change the lifestyle. What if he puts the dick on you so good that you'd be like, damn, you know what? Everything I thought about, I'm sorry. I don't even want to
want to do that anymore. This is what
Seriously,
I want.
You should come out. Like, if nothing else, if absolutely nothing else, it's free tickets to California. You can see some sights, take a vacation, blah, blah, blah. No strings attached. What's the worst that could happen? Right?
The worst that could happen is you can end up on the blog on the naughty list. But there's lots of good things that could happen, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Serious, I do. I want to take you on a date. You sound cute. Heck of cute. You should come out here. Yep. Heck of cute. Yeah.
And Chucky's an educated man. Did you catch how he said he's in his doctorate program?
Yes, I did. How tall are you?
5'10".
Ooh, how much do you weigh?
About 170.
Ooh, nice.
That is a real question
over here. I never blush. Like, this is so out of character for me. Oh God.
Seriously,
and what size shoe do you wear? And what size shoe do you wear?
I live where?
No, what size shoe do you wear?
What size shoe? I wear 10.
Oh, my God, that is perfect. I mean, it's like when people are like 5'10", you know, they're like, some people are like, oh, I wear size 11, I wear size 12. And you're like, but then when you meet somebody, they're like, oh, I wear 9.5, I wear 10. I think that's perfect because, like, for your height, it's like perfect. It's like not too big, not too small. Your shoes don't look crazy or nothing like that. And Jazzy, he's a very cute dresser. I mean, I checked out the video.
I thought the same thing. I was looking at your pictures before I called in, and I was like, wow, hecka cute. And I live in Oakland, and I live in a part where there's, like, not a lot of white people. So, like, if we were to go downtown, like, we'd definitely turn some heads and just in, like, the right kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, I get dressed up, I get my suit on, you get a dress on and heels to give me an excuse to kind of, like, see you in a dress. You know, we'll go somewhere nice so it kind of fits. Seriously, like, I think it's kind of like there's a spiritual message coming in here that's saying, you should go. If you will, they will come. Not even.
Oh, I'm so, he better be telling the truth because he's on radio.
I'm telling you.
And what's crazy is everybody can go back and listen to this show anytime they want to. Then they'll be like, you know what? We was listening to Chocolate City Radio with G2 Music, and he came on. He gave Choc this whole song and spill about coming out there, and she said yes. And a week later, she was like, haven't heard from him. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Her popularity is going to go down like She will find you.
Seriously, like, it's pretty simple if you think about it. Like, just, you know, just in case you don't feel like coming back, leave a little note on your pillow for your landlord. You know, bring enough stuff. See what happens. God's on your side, nothing can happen. Except good things.
Everybody that's listening, I'm agreeing because I'm unattached. You know what I'm saying? Gosh.
Seriously, listening audience, ain't she cute? Call in. 100 people call in. Let her know she needs to go on this date. I don't want, telling you, I swear to all of you thousands that are listening in worldwide attendance, like, I want nothing wrong. I mean what I say. Just want to take her on a date, see what happens, roll the dice. If you think I'm not lying, if you think I'm not playing, if you don't think I'm, like, up to something and just trying to get a hookup, call in. Let her know. Say, tell her to go out on a date with G2 this coming Friday. I'll send out a ticket. You get back to work by time on Monday. No strings.
Okay,
come on, audience. Let them know. Yeah.
Oh, guys. I'm even tweeting this. Oh, my goodness. I am over here sweating. Matter of fact, while I'm getting my composure, I finally got the song where I wanted it. So now I am getting ready to play Give It Up by G2. And Bay Love is on this one as well, correct?
It's right. Baylo's my singer, and E-Mob's on verse two.
Okay, cool. You know, I might have to put this one on the I might have to put this one on the mixtape too. What the hell is it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Give it up.
And get tossed up. Give it up, throw it up, getting crossed up. We be clubbing cousin like 24/7. Sundays the Reverend, tonight 4/11. Throw it up, throw it up on the dance floor. Throw it up, throw it with your hands though. Yeah, get this party started up in here. 2, 3, 4 in the morning, what you say? We're the after party like celebration. Holiday into a telly nation. I got to give it up cause the haters hate me. Then let me see you throw it up, throw it up, lady. And get your hands up in the air. Let me see you throw it up, yeah. Get them up like it's a pastime. Throw it higher than the last time.
Give it up, now.
Another day, cause it's Friday. Fuck Friday, bitch, call it my day. Young E-Mod's about to break curfew. Just down 6 shots, about to burst through. Got hoes from the east to the west end. Monday to Friday through the weekend. Say she ain't a freak, but she talk back like it. Call them bitches in the club, cause they act like it. So throw it up if you ain't gon' call her. Just the price for the night with a baller. And I'm back to the club very next night. Ain't no love, ho, just my super sex life. Yeah.
Give it up, now.
Is so relaxing because people and the Bay Area have different accents than people in L.A. and in San Diego, because I lived in, like, the San Diego area for, like, 2 years. And then I have, like, a lot of L.A. rappers that come on, and, you know, it's like, okay. But then it's like when I speak to people from the Bay Area, it is just so crazy because they sound so different. It's like they're in their own little world, and it's like, they just sound like they smoke all the time. Like, they're so relaxed with their words. Like, to me, I've never heard anybody stressed or angry or upset. It's just like, life is good. Like, there's no problem. Like, everybody is just automatically high when they wake up, and they just, like, they're on cruise control. It's like, no worries, man. No worries. Like, I didn't, like, listening to that song. It's just like, damn. It's just, it's crazy, because I'm sorry, I just got to keep going back to the white thing, and it's not a bad thing, it's just the fact is that I like anybody that finds a lane, gets in it, and drives the hell out of it, and your lane is so drivable to where I'm just like, I'm drawn to your music, and then it's like, after talking to you, it's like, when I even read the email, it's just like, it was like a pleasantry, because I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of fuckery. And, you know, my thing is like, okay. It's like, oh, God. And you're like, I'm sending you the link so you don't have to download. And then it's like, when I listen to the music, I'll be like, shit, I wish they would have sent me the MP3 version. Then, you know, you'll send it. Or I'll tell people, like, why the fuck did you send me a link? But everything was so laid out, and, you know, your little mini resume that you gave me, you're doing good numbers, and you're popular with the college kids and everything like that. And it's like, you're doing the damn thing. And so now it's like, with my mixtapes are different. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a DJ. I'm not a singer. What I like to do is I like to give indie artists a platform. And with that platform, I like to introduce them to my audience and other audiences that I normally wouldn't reach. So this is going to be my fourth mixtape. I've done 3 mixtapes, 2 R&B,
yeah,
and 1 hip-hop, and they've all done over 50,000 listens.
That's what's up. Yep.
So
see,
what I'm
you're amazing.
Do, I'm trying, but this mixtape is going to be different because I'm paying for it to be on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. And
oh, that's
with the exposure that it's going to get from Coast to Coast, right after I do the mixtape, then I'm going to drop the magazine, and, you know, I think you're going to have a bigger spread. I'm going to ask that you send me some more stuff, and you know, the video for Sholi, it will be in the magazine, because I have a spot where I can take and put YouTube videos inside of the magazine, because it's digital, and then it accounts for your plays and everything like that. And then it's like, I'm gonna write a blog about you coming on the show. And then, you know, I have the links to all the links that you sent me. It'll be in the blog and everything. I just need some more pictures. I need more pictures for what I'm doing. And I just need some more pictures for me, because I think that will be, like, a really, really, really good look.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking is maybe, like, when you come out here on Friday night, we could take some pictures, and it would make my audience members a little bit, like, jealous and resentful, like, that's kind of, there's, you know, we kind of have our haters out there, and if we had a little picture, maybe one that could go on my album cover, it'd probably make people resentful. They're like, who is that? How'd you find somebody that amazing? Seriously. You know, they'd be kind of mad, and, you know, I could say, listen, don't sweat the technique. But, yeah, seriously, that's when we should do these pictures, both for your blog and for my album cover. Seriously, you should send me some pictures of you, though, because I want to put it on my album cover. It might be a little bit too much for my audience to handle, but I'm willing to take my chances. Like, you know, sometimes, like, stupefying people is a good thing, and you kind of have that effect on men if you didn't, you know that already, I'm sure, so I'm just kind of telling you things that are blatantly obvious to anybody that's paying attention to you for 5 minutes, but let's do some of that to my audience. Seriously, you should send me some pictures for my album cover. And then I will definitely send you some pictures, additional ones for the magazine and such.
That would be awesome. I'm sending you one right
now. And you know what? I'm going to send you one, but you cannot show this to your audience because you might get kicked off of all kinds of shit. This is like one of my best pictures for promoting. This is a shock value picture. No, people, I'm not sending him a nude picture. I'm sending him a shock value picture. And
that's what's up.
It's a drop your mouth type picture, and okay. It's just like, oh gosh, like, did she just really send me that? Am I like actually looking at this? Like, oh my gosh. So yeah, like
I kind of thought that the first time I saw your picture on Twitter, actually, but two times in like the same 24-hour period is probably a good thing. I need more excitement in my life. Maybe that's where you come in. Yep,
see,
maybe.
I took the butt naked picture off. I had a butt naked picture on there like a year or two ago, and I was like,
yeah.
You know what? Let me change this because it's like when I'm asking people to come on the show, they're like wanting to DM me and have all kinds of conversations. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me change that one. Now I'm ready to play. For Sholi. Now, before I play for Sholi, I need you to tell everybody what's up with that song and how you came with the name and, you know, how was it going in the studio, laying it down and everything like that. Because I've never been to a studio session with an artist before. So, I mean, I know a lot of people that rap and sing and stuff like that, but I've never been in a session where they were actually laying down tracks and stuff like that. So I need you to explain how it was when you went in and you laid the track, and then after you laid it and they played it back to you, did you feel like,
yeah,
you know what, that's a hit right there?
Yeah, no doubt. Like, basically I met this dude, Bela, randomly on the train, and I was sitting there, and, like, both of us kind of write songs the same way. Like, we write them on our phones, you know, on, like, the little notepad. And I was sitting there, and we just kind of ended up talking just because both of us are fairly social. We'll just, like, talk to anybody. And he was like, yeah, I sing R&B. I was like, uh-huh. I kind of looked at him like, yeah, right. I told him I rap, and he kind of gave me the same look. He was like, uh-huh, okay. And then we heard each other, and it was good. And he, you know, I hooked him up with the studio manager that I've been working with, and he sent me a draft of Fasholi that was on a different beat, and it wasn't a beat. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes when you hear a vocal set and a beat, and it doesn't match up as well as something that you can almost, like, hear inside of you. Like, you get a, I don't know, sometimes, like, I get these random flashes of something creative, and it comes out of nowhere. I mean, maybe it's like a dodge shot in a manner of speaking. And I kind of had that about the song, and I was like, listen, we need to get a different beat and throw in a rap verse. And at first he was like, no, I don't want to mess with my music. You know, the song's done, blah, blah, blah. And basically I'm a little persistent and direct. You probably figured that out about 20 minutes ago. And I just kind of kept pushing him. I was like, come on, we need to do this. Like, I got an idea. Like, just trust me here. We called up Beatboxers, this dude that I get to make my beats and that I kind of come up with ideas. I'll shoot him ideas and such, and he does the actual production. He's done a lot of much bigger stuff than almost anybody I know. Like, he's done work with, like, VH1 and Jersey Shore. I mean, he's done some amazing shit. And he sent us that beat back. We went into the studio. We worked with this guy, Azriel Kennedy, that's done some stuff with Tony, a bunch of other kind of bigger credit guys. I mean, when we first got started, he was really just kind of doing us a favor. Like, he liked our music. He recognized that we were, like, these two kind of, like, random white guys that were halfway decent with lyrics and had a dream. And he was like, all right, the hell with it. I'll work with you guys. You know, see what we can do. And so I wrote this little verse. And then, you know, like, we were talking about the song. We were both having kind of the same experience with trying to find somebody special, like, just the ups and downs of it, like, where, you know, you get your heart all wrapped up and something fucked up happens and you kind of get disappointed and you get mad and it doesn't work out, but then something cool happens and it kind of pulls you back up and then you go back down, you know, and it's just kind of like up and down, up and down. And that's really what the song's about. It's really like kind of the story of what it's like for men to try to find love and to keep it.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and we were both like going through something like the same thing, and that's kind of that identification of a similar experience led us to say, like, all right, we're going to do this song together. Yep. And that's where the song came from.
Holy crap. See, it is, like, so amazing to sit there and you speak with a rapper, and then you ask them, like, okay, you know, what inspired you to write a song, and how did it feel, and, you know, and you paint such a vivid picture, like, you know, I can see it happening and transforming as it did as you and Baylove was, like, actually having this conversation, and that is so cool, because, see, now, I can't even pay for show yet because I done went and found Top of the World. So I got the dirty version, so I'm converting that one too. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, gosh. Like, you have quite a collection of videos on here, and you've worked with, like, different people. Now, if there was any artist that you could work with right now that's on the radio, who would it be and why?
I think, you know, it's you know, there's people who are probably going to groan when I say it just because it's the answer you expect, but it would be Eminem, and I think it's because, I mean, the truth is, like, he kind of, I think for, like, all the white dudes that, like, up in the shower, that liked hip-hop, he kind of made a stand, like, for all of us in a way, you know, like, he's been very, kind of just down to, like, speak the truth as he sees it, regardless of the outcome, to be a little controversial and to kind of, like, almost in a real spiritual way, like, to do what needs to be done and to just kind of, like, allow the outcome to happen. And I always respected that about him. And I think it would just kind of, I think it would be kind of cool to meet the man with the master plan, you know? He was my first choice. And then Tupac definitely the second, because I grew up on him. I think anybody that's listening to music is going to like him. You know, he always had a great message to send. You know, sometimes uplifting, sometimes painful, but he told real stories that I think, you know, really needed to be said and that a lot of people could relate to. And so he would definitely be number two.
Interesting. So now that you brought up Tupac, you know, I want to say, was it a couple of weeks ago, Lil Wayne compared himself to Tupac? Did he say he was like Tupac or he's the new Tupac or something like that? And when I heard that, I was just like, what the fuck? I really don't think that anybody, aside from Biggie, and Biggie was in his own lane, but, like, with Tupac, with his lyrics, I really don't think that there is any rapper that will ever be able to touch him and the poetry style lyrics that he wrote from the fact of seeing his own demise and being so prolific with his words, even to the point how many other rappers out there, past and present, have their poetry being studied at Berklee University?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, it's,
so I'm just like, it's interesting because music is so different today. You know, I'm glad that you're not Mr. Auto-Tune. I'm glad that, you know, you're not groaning and all that other stuff. You like, okay, I'm a writer, I'm a rapper. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to get on this stage and I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, fuck this, fuck that. This is what I do. And I appreciate that because I'll be like, oh, my God, what in the fizzy is that? And it's like so many rappers, they try to get caught up with trying to compete with everything that's forever changing instead of just staying true to themselves. And I don't sense that about you. I sense that it is what it
is.
Take you for who you are or fuck it and keep it moving. Like, you're not going to change.
Yeah, I will give you that. I give you more than that, but I will give you that, too.
See,
you are. You're cute. I'm not even kidding. I know I've said it before, but you're cute. Heck of cute. Oh, my God. Like, here, I'll take you on a date. Yep.
I'm out of your love. You're making me blush because, like, when people will be like, oh, you're attractive, this, that, and the third, I just be like, okay, like, I don't know. I don't see it. Just sometimes I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of cute today. But for the most part, I just be like, God bless me in certain areas. And he allowed me to be nice on the eyes and hold people's attention and get them to do what I want them to do. And what I mean by that is get them to support me. Like, you know, listen to what I have to say, read my blogs, you know, read my tweets. You know, he gave me a voice that, you know, people are like, you know what, she's relaxing. I can fuck with her. She's so down to earth because I went to church on Sunday. And, you know, because my grandfather passed, like, 2010. So every year his church has a memorial service for him. And, you know, it was, like, a very nice service. And I'm, like, one of those people always sit in the cut. I never want to get in the crossfire of God. You feel me? So I'm sitting in the cut. And the preacher makes eye contact with me. And he's like, come here. I'm like, what? He's like, come here. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then he starts telling me all these things that God has in store for me. And I already know what God has in store for me because he showed it to me in visions and everything like that. And I'm just like, okay, but I'm not ready just yet. You know, I'm like, he's allowing me to be Chalk Mommy until he's ready for me to do what I have to do. And it's like so many people around me are just like, you're going to have, your life is destined to be great. And I'm like, yeah,
I know,
but I'm still doing some other stuff here. I still got this little run in me, you know. Once I get this little run out of me, then I'm good. But then I just be like, God always put people in your path that needs to be in your path because God doesn't make any mistakes. So I'm just like, for you, of, you know, all the people that's on Twitter and all the tweets that go out, you know, for you to see one of my tweets and then you like it and you go check me out and then you hit me up, and then I'm like a firm believer. Like, if somebody tells me, like, oh, my God, I listened to something you did and I like it, and then they'd be like, you know what, I am an artist or I do this, I do that, I'm like, yo, send me your stuff because you took the time out of your busy schedule to see what the hell I was about. It's the least I could do is to see what you're about. And a lot of people don't understand that about me. And I'm glad that I did because, like, okay, I got some great tracks for mixtape, met a new friend, probably going on a date, and I never go on dates.
Yeah, baby.
I'm a homebody. And people are just like, huh. And they get to hear, you know, they get to hear some good music. And then they're going to get to see your blog that I'm going to write about you. And then they're going to, you know, find out some, you know, some sexy stuff about you. And it's going to be quite interesting. Matter of fact, now, you talked about Fasholi. Tell me about Top of the World, because that's going to be the next song that I play. Then I play Fasholi next after that one.
I wrote Top of the World, like, basically after, a while after I had that breakup, and I was all kind of, just kind of all over the place, you know. I kind of felt like a victim a little bit. I was calling my friends and complaining, and a friend of mine that was in the military kind of broke it off a little more directly and was like, you know, this is not the first time this has happened. You know, you've had the same kind of pattern. It's been a problem in relationships, and you need to look inside here and stop doing the same thing over and over again expecting things to turn out different. That's how insanity works. And it took me a little while longer to really, like, sit with it and to get what he was trying to say, but when I did, I came out of it, and I felt like I knew what I needed to know to move on with my life and to not keep having the same kind of problems. And I really don't feel like I do anymore. Like, I feel like I'm more capable of having a healthy relationship and not doing the things that led my last relationship to fall. I mean, I don't think my last relationship was my fault, but, you know, I think that there's always something that you want to leave behind and something that you want to take with you. And when I started to really kind of get a grip on how that all came together, I really felt great about my life. Like, I felt like things were in order. I felt like I knew what I needed to do. And that's what inspired the name of that song, is I felt like I was on top of the world. And that's how I wrote it.
Okay, well, here is On Top of the World.
Yeah.
Make it real big, like big real. Man, since birth, I was kinda like a big deal. Kids on the block trying to do fun things. Though I told Santa Claus that I wanna run things. Reinvent the game from the top to the bottom. Chart topping, hot dropping, collar popping, still got them. Got the attitude and I call it confidence. Money minded and I call it common sense. I've been told that I got the chip on my shoulder. But I don't give a fuck, I just wanna take over. Overtake big so things. I kinda like to control things and dominate the whole thing. Just keeping on nonstop. Be the best, no less. Standing on top.
Standing on top of the world.
Is in my tank. I'm prone to the throne and I live for the way, cause I'm trying to make a change, so take that to the bank.
Yeah, and I'm headed for the top now. Everybody on me, so get ready to get shot down. I'm all about this money and I'm trying to get it right now. You better give me praises when you see me taking flight out.
Yeah, cause I'm so out of this world. And if you don't come for tight, then I'm out with your girl. I'm on that all night hype and my all white nights. And I'ma keep killing beats till I ball like Mike.
I know what's up, yup, even when I'm looking down. I got that verse style flow with a crooked sound. I'm seeing stars over clouds when I look around.
And saw the throne for the taking when I took the crown.
A fake thing, born to be a great thing, the best, no less, no points for second place thing. See, there be your way, then there be the hot way, sitting on your bottom or the standing on top way. I'm in this game to be the best and the latest, greatest, world famous headliner on the front pages. So make way for the big man, making big plans, standing on top, taking big stands. See, this the real thing, just the way I feel thing. Standing on top sound like a record deal thing. Hot now, like 4, 5, 6 shots now. Be the best, no less, standing on top now. Standing on top and that's what's happening. Wanna see me? Shit, see me on the magazine.
On the magazine. On top of the world.
All of your music now. See, I'm a big fan. Now I'm like truly a big fan. So see, now I gotta play all this stuff for my daughter now. So I'm gonna be like, Lisa, listen to this. Listen to this one.
Listen to this.
Thank and you. You're like, damn. You're like, that's the one. I'm like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you're welcome. I'm just so flattered. And that's something that doesn't happen, like, you know, it's like I get compliments all the time and, you know, guests come on and we have fun and everything like that. But like this one, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I'm chocolate, but I feel like you know, I got like red cheeks right now. Like if people could touch me, they could feel off the heat. Like, girl, you're hot.
Could,
like, yeah.
Damn, heckin' cute, baby. I want to come see you tonight. Like seriously, forget Friday. I want to come see you and take you to dinner tonight. Yep. Seriously, don't forget, you guys. Seriously,
you know,
Dr. Long, if you do
back.
It, call in.
They're texting me, and they're hitting me on BBM, and it's like they're listening because they're like listening through my site and everything like that. And my phones are going off because I'm talking on my iPhone and I'm scrolling down on my BlackBerry, and then my text messages because Jazz, and then she texted me and she was just like, what did she say? She was like, come stay at my house, go on the date.
Seriously, let him know. Let him know, people. That's what's up. Seriously,
yeah,
if I should take her on the date, or she should let me take her out, let him know. Call in. Let her know.
People are gonna be like, "Oh yeah," like they're looking at it from. See, she goes out. She's gonna write a blog, and we haven't had a blog from her in a minute because, you know, I had an accident. Let me see. Had an accident in June, had surgery on my shoulder in October. So my social life was just, like, very non-existent because I was in a sling for 6 weeks. And then when I got out of the sling, I had to learn how to move my arm and everything like that. So like,
oh my
the
God.
Little things was, like, I tore up the ligaments in my shoulder, so they had to go back in and repair it. So it's, like, the little things, like, you know, giving somebody a hug or somebody shaking your hand, those were, like, very big obstacles for me. But, you know, I'm good now, but it's just like, you know, if I can't shake a hand or give somebody a hug, sure as hell I'm not trying to fuck you. So I just, like, why bother? You know, I stayed in the house, slept on my couch for 4 weeks because I couldn't sleep anywhere else because I had to sleep propped up. And I'm just like, okay, you know, 2013 is a good year for me. I feel like, I'm not going to say the stars are aligned or anything like that. I just feel like good people are going to come in my life, and I'm going to meet somebody, and they're going to be somebody that's going to be special, and I'm going to be like, oh, shit, dating, sex, wild sex, drinking, having fun, all those things that go under the category of dating, and then dating one person will be like hella cool because my kids have even tried to pawn me off. My daughter's just like, Mom, I've been asking friends if they had a dad or an uncle just so you can get on a date and get the hell out of the house. We're tired of looking at you. I'm like, oh my gosh. Then we had this conversation one day. She's like, aren't you sexually frustrated? I'm like, look, bitch, I'm not about to have this conversation with you because my daughter is 22. So I'm like, I'm not about to have this conversation with you. No, I'm not sexually frustrated. I'm happy. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, am I that bad that my kids are trying to find me somebody? Even if it's just a one-night stand, I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me take control of my life and do some fun shit. Let me travel. You know what I'm saying? Let me do this mixtape. Let me work on my magazine. Let me do some more photo shoots. And, you know, let's get this out of the way. And then I can get back to my normal life. And so now I feel like I'm back to my normal life somewhat. And it feels good. So it's like, you know, I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to listen to what people have to say more so than having a closed mind.
I think it's because you're amazing.
You know what? I'm what God intended me to be. And my mama and my grandmothers formed me into the little lady that I am. I can't say nothing about the freak because I don't know what the hell they did back in the day. But they formed me to be the Southern Belle with the hospitality, the mannerism, and the respect for others, and, you know, just treat people how you want to be treated. I can honestly say that, you know, that's a Southern thing. You know, people say people from North Carolina and South Carolina, the women are different. You know, we know how to cook, we know how to clean. We know how to take care of our men or whatever you want to call it. And I'd be like, you know what, that's kind of different because
you know, California is its own entity. But, like, with people from the northern, like New York and stuff like that, then it's like they come down and they look for women from the south to settle down with because of the reputation and how the women aren't as materialistic, and they have like a good homemade mind, meaning like home and family is first and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting because, you know, I lived in California for like two years. It was very, very different. I was introduced to the meth life. No, I don't do drugs or anything like that, but it's just like seeing the people tweet, because where I'm from, that was,
yeah,
it was like the crack age. Then you come out to Cali and everybody is tweaking, and I'm so dumb. I'm like one of those people, I just speak on my mom. I'm like, where's the crack? What the hell is tweaking? Guys are breathing. What the hell are y'all doing? Like, y'all been on what the fuck? Like, oh my God. What? And people are like, you are so stupid. I'm like, no. It's like when you go to different cities and states, it's like culture shock. You just be like, wow. And y'all have like the best weed in the world from what I'm told, and from the pictures.
Yeah,
here
it is, Cali
bud. And then the medication cards, the dispensaries. California was like, wasn't that the first state to be able to make marijuana legal for cataracts, cancers, and all that other stuff?
Yep,
see?
That's right. Yep.
So,
the audience is pretty blessed. You know what I mean? They've got a beautiful host and a knowledgeable host all in one. Seriously, like, you might be too much of a date even for one night. Seriously, pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a one-night kind of person. See, like, one night is a good night. Second night is a great night. Third night is like, this is the best night I've ever had. And, like, each night, it gets, like, better and better and better because there's, like, so many different things. Like, on the first date, first night, you do a little something. Second night, you pick up where you left off the first night. And the third night, you just recap the first, the second, and then you step it up, like, 10 times. So then that way, when you leave that person, the next person they're with, they have a hell of a time trying to top what the hell you did. That's how you play. That's how you stack the deck. That's just how you stack the deck. And I'm just, like, one of those women, like, whenever I go out with somebody or I kick it with somebody, they call me and be like, you know what? You really fucked it up for everybody. Like, what do you mean? Like, now this is what I'm going to be expected, and Tex ain't going to do that shit. Like, oh, well.
They kind of pick somebody amazing to go out with, and there's, like, consequences that happen, you know? It's kind of like gravity. You know, you drop things, and it's going to fall to the ground, and... You know, like, I talked to you tonight, I have to ask you on a date, like, it's a gravity thing. You know what I mean? There's, like, rules to the universe, and it just kind of applies. Yep. I guess you just kind of have that effect on people.
I don't have that effect on everybody. Now, see, I got to calm down now, so now I got to play for show, because, I got to play that to calm down, because you're working me up over here.
You know, back rubs are pretty good for that. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like a long walk from California to North Carolina, but I could probably be there by, like, tomorrow night. Audience members, seriously, like, if I should come out there, walk out there, and give Choco Mommy a back rub, let them know. Send out your tweets. Serious. Tweet back rub to both of us. Let us know. Yep.
Or, you know what? A nice milk bath for you would be so relaxing.
Oh my
and
God,
a homemade
no,
scrub with brown sugar and, like, a really thick lotion and put it on you and then put you in the shower and rinse it off you, and your skin will be, like, super, 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 super soft. See, those are, like, little beauty secrets that females do, you know, to pamper the man. So, you know, he'll just be like, wow, this is fucking awesome. You know, I always think outside the box. You know, I told you, I got to raise that bar. That bar is, like, is just something else. So, like, sometimes when you raise the bar so high, the person can't go anywhere because they already know, like, ain't nobody going to do this. Like, this is like some really nice once in a lifetime thing. But if I'm like talking to her and going out, like, this could be a regular routine. Like, once in a lifetime or regular routine. Fuck that, I'm sticking with the regular routine. And it's a win-win. It's a win-win all the time. It is a win-win
deal.
All the time.
Any day you want and twice on Sunday.
What about all day on Saturday?
And all night on Saturday?
All day. Like, all day and night. And then you rest half of the night going into Sunday morning. And then you can have it twice on Sunday.
That sounds like a pretty good weekend. You might have to bring your stuff out.
I'm going to have to what? Hello? Hello? Oh, man. I think his phone cut out. I hope it's not mine. Hello? Oh, yeah, it was his phone. I'm going to go ahead and play for Sholi. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, hey. Promise not to let me go, promise not to let you. But you done messed up my plan since 1982. Take one, I'll be a movie star. Take two, I might be taking you. But now my conscience in it, play the game, play to win it. Love got six or seven voices, man, it's like I'm schizophrenic. But when I'm lonely, I remember all the things you told me. Gotta stay, gotta go, for sure, for surely.
First day, you were so cold. Tryna paint a picture, you and me grown up. Round two, spitting real true. Daddy talking out with no game on you. Green light, shorty, let's play. Getting hot and heavy ever since the first day. 2 months, got me in a trance. Never know you're texting me and making hella plans.
my God, that is my shit. That right there is my shit. Like, oh my gosh. Now see, I gotta put that on my phone. Like, for real, I gotta put that on my phone. Now see, this is what I'm thinking. I think you should let me promote that song online. And And the other one, give it up. I think you should let me push those. Those are my shit right there. Like those things right there.
That's what's up. Seriously. Definitely.
I'm dead ass. And everybody knows that that's like one of my things. Like, I live for promoting artists and like helping them get their music out there and helping them get their name out there and everything like that. I kind of wish that I was closer because I'm having the mixtape listening party on April the 5th, and the people that are close, if they want to come and perform their song that's on the mixtape, then they have that option. And all this is new to me. This party thing is new to me. So it's like, I hate parties, but, you know, I got to do them. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go out with a bang. But I'm actually going to start traveling, and I have to come out to California because a lot of people are asking me to take the radio show and turn it into, like, a television show. So I'm like, you know what? What I'm going to do is go on Indiegogo, do a fundraiser, and hit, like just make it, like, a big-ass reality TV thing where I'm going to visit. Basically, I'm going to visit my friends, people that I know and people I don't know, and give them a voice. You know what I'm saying? And I have to come to Cali because I've been to Fresno once. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. San Vallejo or some shit like that?
Yeah, San Mateo?
No, it's right outside of, right before you get to San Francisco. It's like in the valley.
I've driven there
from San Diego, went through the Grapevine and everything. It was kind of cool. I've been to L.A., but, you know, like to actually hang out in the Bay Area and all of that, no. I got to come out there and, you know, we can kick it some more. And then I can go to the 49ers stuff because, you know, I used to be a big-ass fan of Joe Montana and Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Ricky Waters, and all of them, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And see, then I just feel like that would be, like, awesome. And then, like, a little nice candlelight dinner. And then, you know, like, capture the moment, and then it's like, up until the moment, walk to the crib, room, wherever, and then sit there, and then close the door. And then camera goes off, and people are like, fuck, what's going on? What are they doing? Damn it, she better write a fucking blog. We can't see it. Oh, my God. And then next thing you know, you come out with this banging-ass song talking about what you did, and then people are just like, what the hell? Like, what happened? Like, oh my God, what did she do? Like, and then it's like you'll be speaking about it in your song. It's like, I'll be motivation. Like that song by Kelly Rowland, Motivation.
That's
yeah.
What's up.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we need to
be out. Yep. Yes. I really, really appreciate you coming on. I mean, I didn't know what your time was like. I didn't mean to, like, take all your time up, but, you know, I have that effect on people. Like, good things shouldn't come to an end. Good things just should not come to an end. And, you know, when you ride the chocolate wave, it's just, like, it's so fun. And I've been behaving myself tonight, so that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, serious. That's
yeah, because actually, I was going to prank call my mama.
Damn. Serious?
Dead ass. I
I was going to prank call her, and I know it's going to be hilarious because my mom takes medicine, so I know she's probably in another world right now. So I was going to call her and tell her that she won a free dildo for a year.
Oh, my God. Seriously? You're going to call your mom and say that? Damn, that's what's up. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I do prank calls. Like, my prank calls are pretty out there. I prank called the deacon and asked him was it fornicating if you masturbate with a dildo? He went from telling me that I needed Jesus in my life to asking me when was I coming back in town. I knew where he was trying to go. Then I prank called the rapper and act like he won a verse with Gucci, and I made him cry on the phone. I didn't know he was going to cry, though. I did not know that. And that was hilarious. That was, like, one of my most popular ones. And then I prank called the DJ, and he admitted that he liked fucking fat chicks and that he could spin records and get his dick sucked. I mean, DJs will do anything when they think they're going to get a high-paying gig. I tell you, like, DJs are, like, such – they're easy victims. And I made a dude have phone sex on the phone, and he was saying burr like Gucci. That one was hilarious. I prank called a car salesman and told him that I was a porn star and I wanted to buy a Mustang and I wanted a stick. And while we was test driving the car, could I suck his dick to audition for a scene that I was coming in town for? He was all for it, though. And he worked at CarMax. That was funny because he was like, can you not say CarMax? I don't want to get in trouble. But you know how many CarMaxes is out there? There's a lot of thirsty car salesmen out there. Don't worry about it. But I never prank call people I know. Now, my mom would have been the first one, and my daughter gave me the idea. So you know what? I'm just going to save that one for Friday. And I'm going to prank call her, and I'm just going to – I got to disguise my voice, and I'm probably going to have her mad and have her cussing, and then I'm just going to hang up on her. And then I'm going to let everybody hear it. And they were like, you prank called your mother? Hell yes. Fuck.
You know what? Like, when you come out here on Friday, like, I'm probably going to, like – need to try to convince you to stay until Sunday, and then we can go to church on Sunday and you can wash away your sins and then get back at it next week.
You know what? Any guy that talks about going to church with a female is like a perfect gentleman right there, because a lot of guys don't think about that.
Thanks.
You know what? You are so in there. You are so in there. Like, oh, my gosh, see? It's a reason why I hit you right back, and then you hit me back, and we kept passing emails about the mixtape and everything like that. So, see? See, now I got to do you justice. I got to do
you
justice.
You already have. I think you did it. I think you did when you picked up the phone and you started speaking.
I hate my voice. My voice is so horrible. I hate it.
I would. No way. Listening audience, I'm sending out a tweet right now. If you love Choco Mommy's voice, retweet. Serious. Yep. That's what's up. Let them know. See, I'm writing it right now.
See, I'm getting all these fucking messages. See, I'm never going to hit the end of this. Like, people are going to like be like, okay, so, bitch, what are you going to do? And like, what else are you going to do? I'm going to have a good time. Instagram is going to tell a story because I am a firm Instagram. I'm, like, so, so into Instagram. Like, when I do your quote, I'm going to put your Twitter name in there, and then I'm going to tweet it, and it's going to be on Twitter, and it's going to be on Facebook, and you'll see it.
That's
what's up. Like, oh, my God. And then what kind of phone do you have?
I have the iPhone 4.
Really?
Yep. Ooh. I do. Guilty as charged.
That's okay, because I have one, too. FaceTime is such an awesome feature. FaceTime is so good. No, people, we're not talking about oral sex, you dirty motherfuckers. We're talking about camera phones. You know what I'm saying? Video chatting.
Yep.
That's what it's FaceTime. See, so many people have dirty minds.
Yep.
So, you know, So, I don't, you know what? I'm trying to find you on Facebook. G2 Music?
Yep, G2 M-U-Z-I-K.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm liking your page because I'm suspended from sending out messages because I don't know. It seems like every now and then, I don't know what happens, and Facebook just sends, like, all these fucking friend requests. And I'm like, I haven't even sent anything, and I'm always getting in trouble. So I've been suspended for 30 days. And I'm just like, you know what? This is bullshit. Even when people send me a friend request, a message will pop up. Did you know this person outside of Facebook? Yes! I know people. This is my third Facebook page. Oh, my God. Look at those lips. Oh, shit. Like, I can't even send you a fucking message on your fan page. I can't send messages to people. I don't know. Oh, Lord. I mean, it's so sad.
That's what's up.
I've
gotten so many compliments tonight from somebody so amazing. Seriously, made my night in a major way. Yep, I'm gonna have to plan a serious date. Yep, come Friday, serious date. Yep.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy. Gosh, you're going to trip because this is, like, a really good show because it's, like, you're such a humble person and it's, like, not any ignorance and you have your head together and, you know, you haven't let, you know, past relationships fuck up future, you know, presentations and stuff like that. And it's, like, I like the fact that you thought about your crew because you wanted to do it another day. But you know what? How about when everybody's off and stuff like that, just let me know and we'll do it again.
Definitely.
And we can have Battle of the Sexes. We can have the girls against the guys. And we can have, like, all kinds of little questions and we'll see who's smarter. If a male is smarter than a female or if the female is smarter than the man. And then for every right answer we get, y'all have to freestyle and sing. How about that?
That's what's up. I'm telling you. Seriously, we need to do it. We need to do it soon. Yep. That's what's up. We need to do that.
Oh, my gosh. That will be perfect. You just got to let me know so I can go ahead and put the show down, and then I can promote you the right way and, like, with the pictures and everything like that, and then, boom, everybody be like, okay, Battle of the Sexes. This is going to be crazy. The Bay Area men versus the Chocolate City women. Oh, gosh, this is going to be to die for.
I'm telling you, like, it could be off the chain. Can I come out to, like, North Carolina tonight and feed you ice cream?
Oh, yes, if it's mint chocolate chip. If it's mint chocolate chip, and then if you put, like, a couple of the chocolate chips on my nipples and kiss it, yes, you will definitely
kiss it. Seriously, baby, right now, I'm not even kidding. I don't think, like, I'm probably going to have to start walking right now. And I'm thinking that, like, it'd probably only take me a few days. So, yeah, that's what's up. It won't be long.
What?
Don't worry.
I can meet you halfway. Me and the Chica Mobile will come meet you halfway. And then we'll just have a road trip.
Serious, we need to. We could just, like, kind of stay on the road, see some sights along the way. You know, kind of like stop and see, like, the Coit Tower in San Francisco and a Kansas City Royals game in Kansas City and go up to Detroit and see the place where Eminem did his battle and then go down to Miami. Seriously, we could just kind of, like, wake up and be 50.
Now, how are you going to do all this and you have to be at work and stuff?
Sick time is a virtue.
That's a long guess.
I'm telling you, I'm sure it could be properly explained, you know? Like, I could just call my boss and be like, it's not my fault. Like, I got hypnotized this one night. I was talking to this amazing woman on the radio, and I don't know, she kind of like cast a little spell on me, and it's not my fault. Like, there's some things in this world that cannot easily be explained by the common man such as myself. And one of them is when people put a spell on you, and she kind of put a spell on me, and I had to go see her. And I think that qualifies as sick time under bylaws. Yep. It could happen.
Just don't be like Jazzy, because one night we were having a really big show and she was on Twitter talking about how she was going to call in sick so she could make sure she listened to the show and everything. And why in the fuck does her boss follow me and he saw the whole conversation on Twitter? And he called her out. He's like, oh, so you're going to be sick? He was like, let me put it to you like this. You won't be listening to her show, but I will.
For real.
I'm like, oh, my God, your boss listens to my show. She was like, yes, but she wouldn't tell me who he was. I'm like, that is so fucked up. But then I just started laughing because I'm like, wow. Like, it's amazing that so many people listen to my show, and it's like a nice little circle. I'm just like, very, very interesting. So, you know, it's all good. You have some very nice pictures on your fan page.
We should take one.
I'll see. Now, when you say you want to take a picture with me, there's so many different level of pictures. We have the rated G. We have the PG-13, we have rated R, or we can just go straight for the triple X, penetration pictures and all. I mean, so you know.
Can we do all of
it? Are you ready for that?
I don't know. I think I'll have to try to find out.
You know what? That might be quite the quite interesting. I'm sure we can work something out.
Seriously,
I'm really sure that we could.
Yep.
You gotta play at your own risk. I'm not responsible for what may happen afterwards. You know. If you feel the need to come to North Carolina and hang out for half a year, you know, hey.
Seriously, we might just have to do that, you know?
I'm doing, like, the family leave act or leave of absence. I'm just, like, I have this sickness, and, you know, it can only be cured by chocolate. So, that's what I'm going to do. See, people are like, go, girl. You go, girl. When I was like, I swear, you know, you're a gentleman. I really have to fuck with you and your music on a serious tip. And people are like, you go, girl. See, people are like hitting me up on Facebook because when I tweet, it's like everybody. When I tweet, it goes on all my social networks at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody's going to be like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Who is this? So now people are going to go follow you and be nosy. And that's a good thing, because now everybody is going to be like, oh, my God, he is so cute. And
God, he's lucky. And he's lucky he might be going on a date with Chuckamami and have that happen. The guys are going to be like, that's fucked up. Seriously. We're going to raise a mutiny. Fuck that. Fuck him. Seriously. If that's what's up. I'm telling you. Okay. Listen. Nope. Too bad. Sorry. Over. Go away. Yep. They're going to be envious.
See?
Seriously. You're going to create lots of haters, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
They will be okay. They don't have to they don't have to worry about it. They can just sit back and, you know, be like, damn. And they can enjoy the ride and read the story. That's what they
yep.
can do. They can just sit back, read the story, and be like, damn, I remember that radio show. This is what happened. See? So, yeah, I can go ahead and most definitely do that. And now we've, like, come to the end of the show. You actually did good. You rolled the hell out of the chocolate wave.
And it was an amazing wave to ride, seriously. I'm going to have to get a board, and we're going to have to ride again this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Riding is good. I'm a good rider. I'm a very good rider.
Ooh, baby.
That's my favorite. That most definitely is my favorite. I know people are like, this chick is such a fucking freak. But I would like to thank G2 Music for coming on my show and making it a lovely experience and making me smile all fucking night and making me blush. And, like, I am, like, looking forward to
heck
cute,
baby. I'm trying to see you now. Seriously.
Oh, guys, I see some FaceTime coming. Now, what the hell is wrong? Oh, well, since my internet is working. I see some FaceTime coming. And when you check your phone, you're going to have a few things pop up.
That's what's up. I can't wait. There we go.
So, everybody, I would like to thank you guys for listening. I will be back on Friday night. Make sure y'all tune in because I am going to prank call my mama. G2 saved her tonight.
Yep.
Follow him at G2 Music, MUZIK. And you can also find him on Facebook under that. And I just retweeted 3 of his videos. Give It Up for Sholi and On Top of the World. No. It's another one that you sent, the preview, the rain video, right?
Yeah, I sent out a preview of Sunshine Out the Rain, the first one that I started talking about. It's basically like the one that was the first song that I ever did. I sent out like a little preview, and yeah, I just thought you might like it.
Oh, see, I now just retweeted On Top of the World, and I retweeted all the videos that you sent me. So everybody, y'all need to check those out, because those videos are hot, especially the songs. The songs are just amazing. You
That's
better not be
woman.
A stranger.
No,
you
seriously,
better not
I'm
be
not
a stranger.
Seriously, I'm calling you, and we're going to hang out together. We're going to go out on a little date. We're going to go sit by the water, and I'm going to say more stuff to you that I'm not going to say on the air, and yep, and I'm going to be very nice to you. And then I'm going to ask you out again. Watch. Yep. You'll see.
Okay, well, y'all, we have to get off the air because we have some off-the-air shit to talk about. Y'all know me. I'm really tell. Y'all ain't got to go home, but y'all got to get the fuck off my line. I will hit y'all with some previews on Twitter later on tonight. This is Chagmami and G2, and we are about to handle some business. Good night.
Good night.